Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox in the Ledge.
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up. It is a tinsel-tinged Tuesday edition of Let's Talk on the World Wide Web at 987thefox.info.
Well, I'm looking at the numbers on the screen.
Day.
They're going up as we speak.
Let your friends know you can still listen to the program via the internet on this Tuesday morning. And yes, I'm a little excited because
what?
It is the penultimate day before Christmas, ladies and gentlemen.
Whatever that means.
We've made it. Can you believe it?
Wouldn't that be tomorrow?
And no.
No.
Tomorrow is actually Christmas Eve.
Ah, okay. Not the penultimate.
No.
Whatever that means.
That would be the day before Christmas.
Okay.
The ultimate day before Christmas.
Ah.
Today happens to be the penultimate day.
Well, I've got a pen.
Before
got a
Christmas.
Pen right here,
you got that going
got a pen
for
there,
you.
Yeah.
All right. Very importantly, today is the day for the airing of grievances. Happy Festivus for the rest of us. And I got a little something I got to get off of my chest with the appropriate airing of the grievances.
I'm sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I didn't mean it.
On all of the vehicles that are now available. So that would include you, jerk in front of me this morning. What these vehicles have are these things, we call them turn signals. And what the turn signal does, you see, if you're turning right, you would turn the turn signal on, and it gets the blinker on your car flashing, and it's like, oh, this car in front of me, what this does, you see, is let the car behind you, like if it was me,
okay,
it would let me know, oh, this car is going to make a right-hand turn, so at some point, it is likely going to slow down and make that right-hand turn.
Right.
You see, when the road conditions aren't great, and you don't use that turn signal, and you're going down a highway, what many of us expect is you're going to keep going down the highway. Not slam the brakes at the last second to make a right-hand turn. Folks, use those turn signals. They come in really handy. They're nifty little pieces of equipment. They're on all of the vehicles.
Yeah, that's cool.
They've been all the rage. I've been using them for years, and they seem to work beautifully.
Yes.
Just help your fellow motorists out, especially on a morning like this. Give them a little heads up. Hey, I'm going to be turning left. Oh, I'm going to be turning right. Instead of making us guess, I wonder if this person's going to break and turn suddenly one way or the other. See, if you don't use the turn signal, we have no way of knowing. And what we presume is that you're not going to turn when you don't use the turn signal, and that you're going to keep going down the aforementioned highway in the straight and with a reasonable speed, that is what we would expect. So, please, for the love of God, use your turn signals properly this holiday season.
All right.
Thank you. More airing of the grievances coming your way throughout the course of the morning.
Actually, I think we have a theme.
Yeah.
We have discovered a theme
I'll
for
be
today.
A son of a gun.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's interesting how we sort of wandered into that one.
Yeah.
We have an open line program today. Originally, we did have a guest for today, and I thought, no. I contacted him yesterday. I said, you mind doing something maybe after the new year? He's like, not a problem, Scott. We can do that.
So their streaming opportunity has gone by the boards.
Well, they'll be streaming in 2 weeks. But
well, I mean, maybe.
Hopefully. Well, okay.
We'll see.
That's a thought.
Yeah.
Do we have Joe? We have Joe today, yes?
I believe so.
Okay. Our friend Joe Bastardi.
He's now scheduled for today.
All right. Joe Bastardi, WeatherBell.com. Radio.com. Hopefully we'll have him. Now, that's not till next hour. All right. So, folks, we got some things to cover here. We have our sports segment. Very busy. All right. Then we're going to have some open line time. And, yes, to celebrate Festivus, probably part of the open line time, we will do the airing of grievances.
Oh, yes.
All right.
I got a problem with some of you people.
All right. Now, not yet. Okay, not yet. We're going to give you some time to prepare.
All right.
So later on this hour into the next hour, we'll open up the phone lines, and you'll be able to air your grievances like my co-host just did a moment ago. Okay? So this could be big. All right? So get ready.
Huge.
This is your opportunity. Again, you know, the FM, don't get me started, is only for Center County. That's how far the signal goes, usually. Streaming literally is worldwide. We have the statistics that show some people in other countries have tuned into our show. And if that's you right now, hey, how you doing? It's great to have you. All right, so worldwide, your chance to air your grievances. Our only stipulation, please keep it clean.
Good morning, Zimbabwe.
I don't know if we've gotten them on the list yet.
We're adding them this morning.
Okay.
Good morning, Zimbabwe.
That would actually be pretty cool.
Yeah.
So get ready to air your grievances. Start to make your list. All right, and then you'll have your chance a little later on. All right, yeah, if you haven't been outside yet this morning, yeah, we had a little weather overnight. Oh, look, they're starting to call in
already.
Didn't
start in the State College area until right at 4:30.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, 4:30 on the dot is when we've got the first snow flurry.
How do you know that?
May have been out with Kenai at that particular moment.
4:30?
At 4:20, there was nothing. 4:25, nothing. 4:29, absolutely nothing. 4:30, a
poof.
Flake.
Poof.
And then within a couple of hours, we had more slush than anything else in our neighborhood.
Caller, hold on. We'll get to you in just a moment, all right? Caller, hold on.
We're coming to
now,
you, caller.
This is supposed to be the last day of school before break. Well, it is. Well, no, it's not. For Bald Eagle area and Phillipsburg Osceola, they're both closed.
Yeah, State College still on, and we're very happy about that.
State College, Bellefonte, and Penns Valley.
It is PJ and Stuffy Day, and we're watching movies. We've got treats. It's like, no, we can't cancel school today. Whew. We didn't.
Well, it's interesting. Yeah, exactly what's going to get accomplished today.
Oh, I mean, the learning that is going on.
Oh, yeah. So I'm on my drive in this morning, and I know where the bus stops are.
Carl, right? Hang on.
So I'm driving along. I see a school bus.
Yeah.
Here it comes in the other lane. And I pass
one of those yellow buses.
It's amazing. And I pass this spot that I know is a bus stop, and I look over, and there's nobody there.
Nobody.
And so I keep going, and the bus. I'm looking in the rearview mirror now. The bus puts on the blinkers, bloop 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 bloop, and the guy stops at that spot, and I'm thinking, nobody there. Huh. I got to wonder, the absentee lists at schools today are going to be really long. All right. No surprise. I don't know what the heck they're going to get done. I guess west of us and maybe southwest of us, they got more than we did. Schools in Blair County, Clearfield County, Huntington County, they're closed.
Yep.
Or they got the dreaded flex day or remote day. And again, what the heck do you do on a remote day today?
Every day is flex day here in the studio.
How do you do a Christmas party remotely? How do you do that? I'm not sure how you do that.
Well.
All right, we have a weather advisory till noon today. The roads I drove in were pretty much just wet. Yep, there's some slop here and there. Watch out for slop.
Yep, yep.
So no drag racing. Get your lights on.
Oh.
Use the turning signals.
Very important,
at the
kids.
Appropriate time. Mm-hmm. All right, you'll be just fine today. All right, let's take this call.
Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I listen to you loud and clear on my phone, but I don't have you on the radio. When I punch your radio show in, it's nothing. I don't hear anything.
Huh. Well, your radio is broken. You're going to have to get a new... No, we just... our signal is not getting from the studio to the transmitter. The transmitter site is working beautifully. That's the good news.
Mm-hmm.
The microphone's here. They are working beautifully, yeah. But we are having a problem in getting the transmission from the studio to the transmitter site. And we have people that are trying to figure out the best solution to that problem, and apparently this will be, at the minimum, a 48-hour fix, going on 72 hours.
You sure about that?
Well, yeah, I'm sure it's going to be at least that long, because we've already been out that long. See how I put that together?
Good point.
So, yes, we apologize from the bottom of our hearts. We obviously would love to have the radio signal up and working, strong and loud, but unfortunately, no luck. And Scott and I have, well, I'll speak for myself. I'll let Scott speak for himself. I have zero, like actually maybe even less than zero engineering expertise. So my solution was somebody's got to figure that out. Well, we got a problem.
Satellite. How about going satellite?
Well, what we're actually looking at, as we peek behind the curtain, we're looking at a Starlink setup. Apparently, other stations are having success with that, and so that is our next step, and I believe the parts have been ordered. We just need to get the parts here and then installed, and then hopefully, fingers crossed, that will alleviate what has been an ongoing issue for these many years that we have been on the air, or off the air,
anyway,
depending on the day.
Well explained to me. I'm Babalu. I listen to you every day, but boy, I thought, what's going on? I thought maybe you might have shunned me.
I thought the same thing yesterday, and we kind of were guessing that had shunned us.
No, we were shunning him.
Oh,
it was just him.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, have a nice holiday. We'll see you whatever.
Yes. Right. Hopefully you'll hear us
keep listening on the phone.
The holiday as well. We appreciate
it. Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll just keep my flip blowing on.
Attaboy.
Thank you.
Well done.
Appreciate the call, Babalu. It is open phone time here on a Tuesday morning, 814-954-7266. For those of you able to stream, and yeah, you can stream at a computer, you can stream on those phones these days. Boy, those phones come in handy.
It's very simple to stream. 987thefox.info, that's our website. And we've got the streaming buttons like all over the place on our website. They're easy to find. You just click on it, a new window opens up, and you're listening.
Got that going for us, which is pretty nice.
Actually, kind of a related note. Now, last night I was announcing a high school basketball game, having a good time. And at halftime, one of the referees comes over to the scorer's table. All right, the guys in the striped shirts. And he looks at me and he goes to shake my hand and he says, "Hey, it's great to put a face to the voice." And I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm going to jail.
Well, I mean, it was a matter of time.
I'm going to jail. No, it was a listener. He's like, "Hey, I've been listening. I had a snide comment about another radio program." I'm like, no, we don't go there. Let's not do that.
Oh,
so we thank you very much for that. And we are growing ever more our streaming audience. So, again, I've mentioned before, is this the future of broadcasting? I mean, seriously, really. You know, an AM or an FM signal only goes a certain distance, right? Then it kind of peters out. Well, with streaming, as long as you have good internet service wherever you are, you can tune in literally from anywhere. So if you're doing a cross-country road trip or something like that, you could be listening to our show the whole way. Well, you know, with our FM signal, usually, when you leave Center County, it kind of breaks up. Well, with streaming, now, the key to success, we keep building out the internet service, like, everywhere. I mean, everywhere. And it isn't right now, if you don't realize that. You go up to Potter County, see my Potter County friends up there, they still have huge sections where there is nothing. Except trees and bears and deer, okay? There is no internet signal, not from the phone services, not from anything. Now, maybe in coming years, the idea is we want to get internet service everywhere. No matter where you go, you can pick it up. Well, we're not there yet. But when we do, could streaming just sort of take over as opposed to standard old radio signals? I don't know. It's something to think about. So, anyway. All right, here we go for a Tuesday. Oh, this is not good. All right. The flu bug. How many of you have the flu? Oh, I hope you don't. My grandkids do.
Oh, boy.
No. And here comes Christmas. So hopefully by, I don't know, Thursday, or they're supposed to show up on Friday. Hopefully they'll be fine by Friday. Their mom's a nurse, so she knows what to do. They both had shots, all right, flu shot, which, again, doesn't prevent the flu. It just makes it easier to deal with. And especially there's this, I don't know, new strain of flu. There's a bunch of news stories out there. There are some places where the flu is running wild right now. I haven't heard that here where we are, at least not yet. My grandkids live in another part of the state. So, and I'm going to assume they probably got it from school. I'm just a wild guess. They got it from school. So watch out for the flu bug. Oh, boy. Not a great thing. We'll put that on the list of grievances for Festivus.
Yes.
Boo. All right, here's another grievance. All right. The Powerball jackpot last night.
Did I win?
Did you get a ticket?
Oh.
Would you? Oh, for God's sakes.
Oh, I forgot.
You are an ironhead. You need to go buy a ticket. Well, the good news is nobody won again.
I'm still in, baby.
Oh, man. So now the jackpot for Christmas Eve tomorrow night is now going to be at least $1.7 billion. If you somehow nail this thing, and again, there's a 1 in 300 million chance of you winning.
The take home there might be getting close to a billion, actually.
It's about half, so it's around 800 million.
That's pretty close.
If you take the cash buyout, like, I want all the money now. Otherwise, it's a 20-year annuity. So they pay you, that you would get the $1.7 billion, but you'd have it cut up into 20 parts over 20 years. Now, you get more money that way.
Well, I think I'd be okay with that. I think I'd be able to get by.
I was going to say, at my age, I might too. I don't know. But most people apparently take the big lump.
Well, yeah.
The big lump sum, which would, for this
very
one,
exciting,
would be around $800 million. Now, again, you got to pay the taxes on that. Figure, again, God forbid what that tax bill would be. So let's say $500 million is what you end up with. Now, I know you're really roughing it with $500 million. If you're the only winner, you're the only person with those numbers. Okay, now go on the way home today, would you go buy a ticket? Do what Dum Dum here does. I buy one ticket.
Just one.
Just one, because I figure if God wants me to win this thing, he'll get the numbers right. I only need one ticket. I'm not going to buy 10 or 100. No, I'm going to buy one. Again, if that means I'm nuts, I plead guilty. All right, now, okay, hold on real quick. Christmas shopping season begins. When does it start? Today or tomorrow?
Officially today.
It's today.
Officially today.
So, in other words, you're going to stores today.
That is correct.
So then you stop at one of those fancy lottery machines and you get a ticket. That's all you got to do. It's $2. $2 for a ticket. All right.
That's a pretty good return on investment, if I
can. Yeah, yeah. You can pick your own numbers or let the machine pick them for you.
Well, you can't let the machine. You don't trust us. A decision as important as this to just dumb luck.
Well,
Come on, Geezy.
I've tried picking my own numbers and failed miserably. So
you don't know what you're doing.
All right, so if you're out, again, folks, watch out for this guy. He's going to be the mad shopper today. All right, we got the Mad Turtle.
I got a list. I'm checking it twice.
He's going to be the mad shopper. The National Retail Federation says that here in December, 43% of us shoppers plan to buy at least one gift card as a present. And spending on gift cards is supposed to hit $29 billion this year. Wow. Folks, Scott here, maybe I'm just really dumb as a brick. I get gift cards for gifts, for the most part. Because if I don't know what to get somebody, like in my family, I don't know what to get them. I get them a gift card, and yet some of you just think that is the worst gift going.
Oh, I think it's the best.
You do?
I
okay,
do.
Good. All right. I'm not alone then. Thank you very much. But there are some stories out there that if you resort to gift cards, that just you have no imagination. I've got one story here. The quip is, yes, I got you a gift card which says, I thought about you, but just a little. Okay. No.
Well,
I thought about you, and I have no idea what to get you, and I don't want to get you something, and you're like, oh.
Hey, at least you're not forgotten over the holidays.
Yeah. All right.
Be grateful.
Come on. Have you ever had a situation where you got a gift for somebody, and the reaction is, oh, wow, I'm not sure what to do with this, or, oh, I already have two of those, or something like that. Have you? Come on. Come on. We're going to ring the bell. We've all had that situation, haven't we? Yes. And you get this look on the family member's face like, oh, gosh, what am I? I'll have to think what I'm going to do with this thing. All right. Or you get your wife some household appliance, and she's like, oh, that's what you think of me. All right. You just get me a household appliance. Oh, wonderful. And you're like, okay, I'm headed straight to the doghouse. Boof. You get them a gift card. It's like,
so really
you
nice,
go get yourself something that you'd like to have.
Really nice blender, though.
So yes.
It has three different speeds.
Here, have a blender.
Put a lot of thought into it.
Anyway.
It's like a slow speed.
Yeah.
It's like a medium speed.
You're good for that.
And then there's like a fast speed.
And your wife knows how to use it. So here, honey, here's a blender.
I thought it would make her Christmas.
Okay, let's take a break. Holy smokes. All right, we're going to come back. We got our sports segment.
By the way, I'm writing down the numbers. The numbers I was going to play yesterday, I didn't get around to it. But I was going to play 3, 18, 36, 41, 54, and then lucky 7. I figured I'd throw in the lucky 7.
Well, then you got your numbers.
That's what I was going
to
play.
You need to go buy a ticket
yesterday.
Now.
And it'd be a different number today. What were the winning numbers here yesterday? 3, 8. Wait a second.
Oh.
Well, if I tell them that was, I mean, I have it here on a piece of paper.
No.
This is what I wrote down, and
no.
I have on here. This
no.
is for Monday,
no.
December 22nd.
No. What do you think you're voting?
Come on.
Just like post-day voting, post-election day voting. Yeah, it worked for the post-election day voters, right? Okay. Let's take a break.
All right.
Later on, again, open time, we will air our grievances. Heck, we've already started. All right? You get your list.
There was a million-dollar winner in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
How's that going?
If you got 5 of the 6 numbers, you win $1 million.
I got 6 of the 6.
All right.
I just forgot to play.
I got 0 of the 6.
Well, why didn't you pick 3, 18, 36, 41, 54, and 7?
It didn't come to me.
That's what I would have done.
I'm terribly sorry.
If I had played.
You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox, having fun on a Tuesday. We'll come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Scott Graham here from Westwood One. Don't miss any of our exclusive NFL action all season long until a new champion is crowned at Super Bowl 60. Of course, each week begins with Thursday Night Football. I'll get it started with a preview and a look ahead at the big weekend games. Then it's to the stadium for the play-by-play of all the action. Join us all season long on Thursday Night Football.
The road to Super Bowl 60 starts right here all season long. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
It's a busy world. Too many things grabbing your attention. On the radio, you want a show that talks to what you're thinking about. And yeah, some laughs to break up the stress. That show is Let's Talk. Weekdays, 8 to 10 a.m. here on 98.7 The Fox. This is Scott Giese. Join me and Jeff Byers for talk every day on the topics that interest you, that make you angry, that make you want to know more. Big topics, local topics, news or sports, and your calls and comments. Start your day with a show to get the brain cells firing. Let's Talk. Weekdays, 8 to 10 a.m. here on 98.7 The Fox.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home, decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House. A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania. The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, and did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
Get up and get going with 98.7 The Fox.
But it seems the magic slipped away. Find it all again on Christmas Day. Believe in what your heart is saying. Hear the melody that's playing. There's no time to waste. There's so much to celebrate. Believe in what you feel inside and give your dreams the wings to fly.
It is Let's Talk here on this Tuesday, 2 days before the big day.
The big guy show.
Christmas Day just around the corner. Last day of school for some in the Center County region, our normal listening audience. We're happy at our household that Say College does have school today.
Oh.
It is a celebratory and fun day at school that is going on right now for the kiddos, at least at the elementary school level. All right, let's take a check of sports. Shall we? We shall. The Penn State football team preparing for Saturday's Pinstripe Bowl matchup with Clemson. Linebacker Alex Tatch will miss the game after suffering an injury while preparing for the bowl game. Tatch finished his true freshman season with 14 tackles, including one for a loss. He also had a pass breakup. Also, cornerback A.J. Harris is now the fifth Nittany Lion player to announce his plans to enter the transfer portal. Harris played for Georgia before transferring to Penn State 2 years ago. He has one season of eligibility remaining. Over the last couple of years, Harris racked up 81 tackles, including five for loss, and had six pass breakups and an interception and a fumble recovery for the Nittany Lions. Penn State will be making its 57th postseason appearance and will be playing in the Pinstripe Bowl for a second time. Penn State defeated Boston College in overtime in the 2014 Pinstripe Bowl. I was at that one. I will be watching on television this time around. This will be just the second ever meeting between Penn State and Clemson. The Nittany Lions owe the Tigers big. Clemson won the only previous meeting. That was in the 1988 Citrus Bowl.
It was ugly.
35-10 was the final in that one. Kickoff this Saturday is set for 12 noon. Penn State opened up as the early favorite, but Clemson is now a 3 to 3.5 point favorite in Saturday's game. Upset alert.
That's interesting.
Possibly.
All right.
Penns Valley boys basketball picking up an 80-61 win over Phillipsburg Osceola last night. Fletcher Ironside led the way with 18 points. Carter Ironside had 17. Austin Federoff had 16. Julian Battaglia had 15, and Noah Battelle had 14.
Wow, that's balanced scoring.
That is very balanced scoring. The Rams improve to 6-3 on the season. That's almost double the number of wins compared to losses. Zach Myers had 21 points for the Mounties. David Kenziora had 11 points. Phillipsburg Osceola now 2-5 on the year. Bellefonte boys losing to Hollidaysburg last night 75-38. Noah Coons had 18 points to lead the Red Raiders. Bellefonte falls to 1-6 on the season. St. Joseph's boys basketball team defeating East Juniata last night by a final of 73-64. The Penns Valley girls basketball team rolling to a 71-18 win over Phillipsburg Osceola last night. Paige Johnson had 16 points to lead all scorers, while Sydney Dalton and Ellie Romig had 11 points apiece. Penns Valley improving to 4-4 on the season. Casey Hughes had 8 points to lead Phillipsburg Osceola, which falls to 1-4 on the season. The Bellefonte swim teams lost to Somerset yesterday. The boys fell 108-12, while the girls lost 83-68. Bellefonte's Turner Malik won both the boys' 500 and the 50-yard freestyle races. Bellefonte's Lizzie Weaver won the girls' 500 freestyle, and Bellefonte's Riley Hoy captured the girls' 100-yard breaststroke. Hoy also teamed up with Sydney Fetters, Catherine Barefoot, and Elise Hoffman to win the 200-yard freestyle relay race as well. In junior high girls basketball yesterday, it was the Bellefonte A team losing to Hollidaysburg 40-25, while the Bellefonte B team fell to Hollidaysburg by a final of 18-6. Tonight, the Bald Eagle area boys basketball team will host Mount Union, with that action getting underway at 6 o'clock in Wingate, if they're still playing. I'm not sure how that works anymore. It used to be if school was canceled that you never had those events, but that has changed And the weather is going to be, I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Maybe I'll try to check in with Doug. But that's scheduled for tonight anyway at 6 at Wingate. I'm just not 100% sure whether or not they're going to hold that or not. If anybody knows, and you happen to be listening on the World Wide Web and want to give us a ring, that would be wonderful. Penn State men's soccer coach Rob Dow has announced that Brad Cole will serve as his associate head coach, and Owen Jack will also join the staff as an assistant. Both Cole and Jack served in the same roles at Vermont under Dow last season. Next season will be the fourth for Dow and Cole together. Jack played goal for Dow and will be in his second season as an assistant with him, as they all, again, begin their Penn State coaching careers next fall with their first season. Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver DK Metcalf has been suspended for the Steelers' final two regular season games for that physical confrontation he had with a fan in Detroit during Sunday's victory over the Lions. Metcalf does plan to appeal, or I guess is appealing, the suspension, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter, but expected that it will be upheld. Metcalf will forfeit his salary for the two games of $555,556.
Yikes. That's a lot of money for two games.
Yep. Yeah, Steelers are at the Browns for their penultimate game of the regular season.
Yeah.
On Sunday at 1, the Steelers will then close out the regular season by hosting the despicable Baltimore Ravens in the final week. Steelers win on Sunday over those pitiful Browns, or a Ravens loss Saturday night at Green Bay.
Yeah.
Either one.
There you go.
Would lock up the AFC North Division title for the good guys, the beloved Pittsburgh Steelers.
Now, Green Bay Packers are still hanging on the edge.
Yes.
They got something to play
they
for.
They need this one desperately.
Yeah.
Ravens, again, that need to win the final two games and have the Steelers lose the final two games. Again, they play each other in that final week. So let's just get this thing taken care of.
Now,
Green Bay, help us out Saturday night. Let's take away all of the suspense come Sunday.
Now, Lamar Jackson got hurt again.
He did.
Is he out, do you know?
I don't know that for sure.
Okay.
I will. They were saying, well, let me look up.
He had a back injury.
Yeah, yesterday, the last report I saw was that they thought it was unlikely, but I'm trying to see if the Ravens have released anything.
Because I'm thinking if Lamar Jackson's not playing Saturday night, they're toast. Because the game's at Green Bay, and Green Bay really has something to play for. It's not like they're playing out the string or something.
Yeah,
like
so the Ravens are saying he is day-to-day with significant, their term, John Harbaugh's term, significant back issues.
Wow.
Okay. An MRI showed no additional damage to the, again, what head coach John Harbaugh calls a significant contusion in his back suffered against the Patriots. So,
we'll see. Day to day.
Saturday night. Day to day is what they are listing him as. Hard to imagine he'll be like just feeling robust and raring to go.
They're going to drag him out in the field.
Come Saturday night. But they do have some pretty amazing pain-killing options these days on the medical front. So we'll see. Meanwhile, last night, the 49ers outscored the Colts 48-27.
Ooh.
Is it just me, or was that a lot of points?
That's a lot of points.
Brock Purdy threw for 295 yards and 5 touchdowns. He had one interception. Christian McCaffrey also ran for 117 yards. For the Colts, 40 4-year-old Philip Rivers threw for 277 yards and a couple of touchdowns. He also did have a pick. It was cool to see. He had his 10 kiddos all on hand.
Oh, Lord.
At the game last night. He has a grandchild. Grandchild was there.
Oh, my God.
He had siblings, parents. It was a family reunion for the Rivers family, and he played well, but defense for the Colts, not so much. Now, interesting statistic coming out of this game. For a second straight week, Thomas Morstead suited up for no apparent reason. Who is Thomas Morstead?
Who's he?
That would be the punter for the San Francisco 49ers. The 49ers have not punted in either of their last two games.
Seriously?
That has only happened now 5 times over the last 75 NFL seasons.
Wow.
Where a team has not punted in consecutive games. And the 49ers becoming the 5th team to accomplish that feat by not punting again in last night's contest. 49ers improving to 11-4. They have clinched a playoff berth, actually clinched that when the Steelers beat the Lions on Sunday. The Colts fall to 8-7 on the season, and the Colts, once upon a time, were 8-2, seemed like an absolute lock for the playoffs. Question was, where would they be seated? Well, those playoff hopes are fading fast, and they are mathematically they are still alive, but they ain't going to the playoffs, folks. They've now lost 5 straight. And, of course, the loss of quarterback Daniel Jones to injury for the rest of the season is what prompted the signing of the
44-year-old.
Ancient Philip Rivers. Ancient in football terms. Of course, just a young buck in real life.
Yeah.
Let's get that straight. Kansas City Chiefs are moving from Kansas City to Kansas City. And they will no longer be in Kansas City come 2031.
Which one?
They're moving from Missouri to Kansas. The official announcement coming yesterday after a council of Kansas lawmakers voted unanimously to allow for sales tax and revenue bonds to be issued to cover up to 70% of the cost of the stadium and the mixed-use district that will accompany it in Kansas City, Kansas. The bonds, estimated to be around $2.4 billion, will be paid off with the state's sales and liquor tax revenues, or so they say, generated in that area, in and around the stadium. The $3 billion domed stadium that will be in Kansas City, Kansas, near the Kansas Speedway, again, is expected to be open in 2031. They will have about 65,000 seats there. That is about 10,000 fewer than what Arrowhead currently holds in Missouri. Spent some interesting reaction to that announcement yesterday. It seems like some folks in Missouri aren't altogether thrilled with this particular maneuver. Philadelphia Flyers erupted for 4 third-period goals last night, and they beat the Canucks, and they beat them good. 5-2 was your final. Nikita Grabenkin, Carl Grundstrom, Christian Dvorak, Matvei Michkov, and Owen Tippett all scored for Philadelphia. I like to call that lighting the lamp.
Yes.
Is what they did.
Okay.
And the Flyers improved to 18-10-7. Don't look now. But I said don't look. Guys, quit peeking. This is the time of the year where peeking gets you trouble. The Flyers are tied with the Capitals for second place in the Metropolitan Division. Oh, hello there, Philadelphia. Pittsburgh Penguins are currently in seventh place in the Metropolitan Division, but they could move up a couple of spots if things break right. They would need a win, would be one of those important things, over the Maple Leafs when they get together in Toronto this afternoon. Face-off will be at 4 p.m. Here we go, Penguins. Here we go.
Yeah.
Please. Penguins, come on. Two in a row. Let's do it. Philadelphia 76ers are 16-11 on the season. They are in fourth place in the NBA's Eastern Conference. And the Sixers will be home with the Brooklyn Nets. They're not very good this year. That game will tip off at 7 o'clock tonight. I just double-checked. The Associated Press basketball rankings, Penn State is not ranked in the top 25 this week. Arizona is atop the poll this week, with Michigan ranked second. The Wolverines lead a group of seven Big Ten teams in the rankings. Purdue is fifth, with Michigan State ninth. Undefeated Nebraska, 13th. Illinois, 20th. USC, they're in the Big Ten now, 24th, and Iowa, 25th. Back to college football. Last night was the highly anticipated, famous Idaho Potato Bowl. And Washington State, wait for it.
What?
Mashed Utah State 34-21.
Very nice.
They whipped them. See what they did? Utah State was half-baked. Cougars quarterback Zevi Eckhouse threw three touchdown passes in the victory.
What'd you sneak in the eggnog?
It was the studs for Washington State and the spuds for Utah State last night. The famous Idaho Potato Bowl done for another year. It'll be back, though, bigger and better than ever next year. They hold that game, of course, in Mobile, Alabama every Oh, no, it says here it's in Boise.
No, it's going to say
Boise, Idaho.
It's in Boise.
Oh, that's why the famous Idaho. Now I get it. It's all coming together.
There we go.
That was quite the game last night. I watched.
You actually watched that game?
I watched almost 2 full minutes of it.
Oh, okay.
Right. While flipping.
I missed it.
Back over.
I was doing high school basketball. I missed it.
The Colts and Grandpa Rivers.
I didn't watch that one. No.
I did watch a good bit of that one. 49ers, these playoffs are going to be interesting because there does not feel like there is a real, man, clear cut. Like, I know the Seahawks and they're playing well, but like, do they really feel like an invincible team in the NFC? Rams are you know, mostly playing well. I don't feel invincible. Like, you can see a lot of different teams. And I think the AFC even feels more wide open. I mean, the Patriots, there's nobody there where you're like, I mean, it's going to take something unbelievably special to beat that team. We'll see. I think these playoffs are going to be fun. I think the college football playoffs are going to be a lot of fun here from the quarterfinals in. Yes, I think there are some really intriguing matchups, including that Indiana-Alabama matchup. That just is... I know it's right, and I get it. It just... When you say it out loud, Indiana's going to be favored in the postseason over Alabama.
It just sounds
I'm sorry.
Weird.
It is just for those of us that have followed college football for a long time, that is just weird to say.
Yes.
Really weird to say. It's going to be we're getting to the really fun time of the year for football. Then again, Penn State, Clemson, who knows? We still don't know who all is going to play on Saturday. Again, two more Nittany Lions out with the news from yesterday, one via injury and one via the transfer portal. So A.J. Wallace not on the roster, or A.J. Harris, not A.J. Wallace. A.J. Harris no longer on the roster for Penn State, so he is not making the trip to the Pinstripe Bowl. And again, linebacker Alex Tatch has an injury that will prevent him from playing in the game. Of course, linebacker has been a thin spot anyway,
yes,
with Tony Rojas out. So this is, we're getting really lean in terms of players available who have any kind of playing experience here for the Nittany Lions. But that game will kick off again at noon on Saturday at Yankee Stadium. And that is a little something we like to call sports.
All right. Before we take a break,
yep,
the DK Metcalf suspension.
Oh, boy.
What do you think? Two games, ironically. They only have two regular season games left.
Yep. Back for the playoffs.
That's
we'll
it.
Okay. Yeah, we'll take it.
Now, I'm wondering, and I want to read into this, all right? So Metcalf, stupidly, I can't think of a better word, goes and talks to this fan along the stands. Now, the game was in Detroit, all right? I really want to know, are the Lions going to find this guy? Or sit him down, because, again, I saw one story, the guy, oh, no, I didn't say anything. No, I didn't do anything. Folks, I'm not buying that. Okay?
Didn't say he didn't do anything. He said he didn't. So DK has made some racial allegations,
yes,
which those are hard to believe with as many people as were sitting by him and I'm just not sure I buy it.
But then why would he react?
I mean, well, that is
a good question. The guy said something.
Yeah, the guy said he was calling him by his proper first name. And it was interesting. I was watching a little bit of I was doing a lot of channel flipping last night. And I caught a little bit of Gutfeld, and Tyrus was hosting that show on Fox News last night, and I love Tyrus. That dude is I just love his perspective. And he was talking about when he was a professional wrestler, like people, you know, say stuff, and he would have people that would use his, and I forget what it, but, and he said it, you know, my full name as on my birth certificate is whatever it is. And he said it, like, you don't react. He said, but it does get under your skin. It's like, no, man, dude, I'm performing. Like, I'm Tyrus here. Like, this is my, and so, I can see it getting under your skin a little bit, but, like, you just go back. Walk to the other side of the sideline. Do whatever you got to do to get away from the guy. You can't be physically confronting fans during the game.
I don't know.
Yeah, just very, very dumb decision.
I just think that fan needs to be investigated a little more. There's something else there. Like, buddy, why did you do that in the first place? And what did you really say? This one smells a little bit for me. The game was in Detroit. Guy was a Lions fan or whatever. It's the Lions.
The blue hair gave it away.
Yeah, the blue hair.
He was a Lions fan. Not a lot of blue-haired wigs following the
I'm just
Steelers.
Curious if the Lions are going to investigate this guy. You know,
I wouldn't think. I mean, he's been pretty open. I mean,
he could be lying.
If they want to talk to him. Well, again, there's a bunch of people around him, and nobody's disputed it. So.
All right.
I think it's hard to...
I don't know, it smells a little bit. Mm. All right, we're going to take a break. We have open line time. Now, we're supposed to have our friend Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, later next hour.
Yep.
All right, we've had some weather this morning, as you've probably noticed. Again, roads, fine. Take your time. Some slop on some roads, all right? Watch out for the slop. Get your headlights on. Use your turning signal, okay? When we come back... We got a bunch of things to talk about. We'll take your calls. It is Festivus.
All right. Yes, yes.
Happy Festivus, which means it's time for the airing of grievances.
Oh, I'm getting ready for the feats of strength tonight, baby.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
that.
Let's
do it.
Well, we're going to do the airing of grievances here on the show.
You got the aluminum pole up in your house? We have it proudly displayed in our living room.
Oh, send a picture. I want to see this. So get ready with your grievances. When we come back, we'll open up the phones, and you've had time to make your list. All right, we'll have the airing of grievances. We have some, so get ready. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox. The Fox Sports Weekend
is your Sunday home for the National Football League. All of the big teams.
Spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Big names.
Burrow throws over the middle into coverage, and it is caught. Unbelievable.
It's the NFL. Sundays
on Central PA Sports Authority.
The Fox Sports Weekend. Sports Radio. 98.7 The Fox.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home.
Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House.
A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania.
The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Join us for the Goon and Ironhead Show, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Goon loves Philadelphia sports, I love Pittsburgh sports, we both love Penn State sports, and we both just like talking sports, and you never know where the discussion will take us. That's part of the fun. Join us for the good times, Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Now, a fraternity or sorority is a brotherhood or sisterhood formed around common goals and aspirations. These men and women make a commitment to each other for life. The members that form a fraternity or sorority share their efforts, friendship, and knowledge, where they should never, ever look the same. That's why there's PAMP, Printing and More Printing. All kinds of t-shirts for all of your group's events, with the artwork as wild as... artwork as visually stimulating as your mind's eye sees it.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing, and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
We're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
It let's talk here on a Tuesday morning, this penultimate day before Christmas. Jeff and Scott with you. The phone line is open and available for your use at 814-954-7266. And, you know, maybe by the new year, you'll be able to hear us on the radio again. You just never know.
I don't know. Maybe we should hit the transfer portal. What do you think?
Yeah.
We might have to do that. We have open lines till the end. Our friend Joe Bastardi is going to hopefully join us now tomorrow. All right, so we'll have his Christmas forecast tomorrow. And again, I'm much more interested in January.
Joe
has warned us for a couple of weeks now at least, hey, watch out for January. January, we might be going back into the icebox again, all right, with some accompanying weather. All right, so hello, that should get your attention. So we'll hopefully be talking with Joe tomorrow, all right, on the program. So we have open line time for the rest of the show. All right, it's Festivus, here we go. It's time for the airing of grievances. So you can chime in at 814-954-7266. Our only rule is please keep it clean. All right? None of that funny business. Keep it clean. All right? So, I mean, we've got a few. All right? Let's throw some things out here, so to speak, a little bit. All right? President Trump at it again yesterday. Oh, boy. All right? He wants to beef up the Navy, the United States Navy. Which is great, but they have some aging ships. We don't build ships nearly as much or as fast as we used to in the past, which is not necessarily a good thing. Now, we still have great ships, all right? We have, 11 aircraft carriers, I think, at various points around the world. Nobody else is even close. We've got lots of other ships there, but we've kind of fallen behind the Chinese, who have been on a shipbuilding binge in recent years. Their Navy is actually bigger than ours, which is a concern, all right, legitimate concern. So according to Trump yesterday, they're going to build some new battleships. Now, folks, I'm not former military, Scott here, all right, but I've done my share of reading, all right? I thought that battleships kind of went the way of the dinosaur back in World War II because aircraft carriers started to dominate and battleships were kind of old and plodding. And I thought, all right, battleships, well, those were great things back in the past, but not so much anymore. Well, Trump wants to build some new battleships. That this quote here, they're going to be, now this is Trump speak, all right, Trump speak, the fastest, the biggest, and by far 100 times more powerful than any battleship ever built. Folks, we call that hyperbole. All right, just like, okay. He referred to it yesterday as the Golden Fleet. Okay, so we're going into the Golden Age, and we're going to have now a Golden Fleet. Okay. So the Navy is going to be doing this. And, of course, now if you're familiar with the Navy, when they come out with a new line of ships, it belongs to a what's called a class. So this is ships, submarines, whatever. Like, for instance, there is or was the Los Angeles class of submarines. And so you got all these submarines. It was the Los Angeles class. So that meant that all the submarines in that class were named after cities. So there was the Dallas and some other cities, all right? I'm trying to think. The aircraft carriers are named after presidents. And if I recall, I think it's the Ford. Is it the Ford class? Like Gerald Ford. The Ford class. So you got the Ronald Reagan out there, and you've got some other, you know, ships named for presidents and so on. Well, apparently, now Trump does this announcement yesterday, if you missed it. So he's there in, the White House, and he's talking, and there's this big graphic board right next to him to kind of show this is what this new battleship's going to look like, which is part of the so-called Trump class.
That's right.
So I assume the first battleship will be named the Ivanka.
Ooh.
There will be a Tiffany, USS Tiffany. There will be a Melania. All right, you've got to have a Baron, USS Baron.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so these new Trump-class battleships. Now, there were high-ranking members of the Navy, like, right there with them. Now, I assume they're excited, like, yes, we really need some new ships. All right, we've been dragging here in recent years. We need some new ships. A battleship? Now, if somebody out there knows, I'd love for you to call in and tell me why a new line of battleships would necessarily be a good idea. Now, again, I'm thinking about the classic battleship. We're talking World War II, World War I, big guns and all that thing. You know, the Bismarck was a big German battleship. The battleships at Pearl Harbor, which didn't fare very well because the Japanese bombed the heck out of them. That didn't work.
I had told Santa I wanted some good ship for Christmas. So,
ship.
Ship with a P. Yeah, of course.
I didn't know you were a sailor.
Oh, yeah. No, I'd like a good ship.
Okay. So we need more ships. Yes. Battleships?
I have those special shoes, the ship kickers that I like to wear from time to time.
Okay. Take a picture of you kicking a ship.
Oh, yeah.
I want to do that.
It's all the rage with the kids these days.
All right. Now, our friends from Spotlight PA have been very busy lately, with some interesting local stories. One posted, I guess, just this morning, and I'm just going to read this from their brief. All right, this is, give them credit, Spotlight PA. I'm reading from their brief. It says, Penn State revoked at least two trustees' access to an online file-sharing platform, which is part of a court case. Spotlight PA is suing the university for, not being forthcoming when it comes to sharing information, which they're not supposed to do. You're supposed to be forthcoming. And they haven't been. This is all aimed at the Board of Trustees, and they are suing them. There's a court case between the two sides. And apparently, Penn State stopped two trustees' access to a file-sharing platform about information on this court case. Says here, I'm reading again, it's not clear who requested the revocation of the trustees' access or why, but the change occurred before Pennsylvania's courts could rule on the merits of this case between the university, the State Department of Education, and Spotlight PA. They apparently yesterday, I guess, sent questions to Penn State, like, we'd like a response. No response apparently was given right away. But apparently,
I wonder who the two trustees were. Probably Kelly Lynch and Tracy Regal probably were the two, if we had to guess.
Why those two?
Why not? I'm sure it's just too random. It was inadvertent. Who could it possibly be that are the two trustees? Maybe Uma Moriarty was. We just have no idea who they could possibly be.
I was going to say, Barry Fenchek is no longer a trustee, right?
No.
He's done. Sort of removed. Spotlightpa.org. You can check out their website. I haven't this morning exactly. I'm going to assume this story is probably top of the screen, like number one story, top of the screen.
I wonder if there's any chance that Anthony Lebrano somehow is one of them. That would probably not. I don't know why I would think that.
Let's get some more details on this story, but I don't understand this board of trustees. I'm not a trustee. I'm not an alum, Scott, here. I'm not even an alum. I do not understand some of the moves of these people to, how do I put this, thoroughly control the information either going out or being shared amongst trustees members.
Oh, I understand.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
You want to explain?
They are being actually very transparent in
really
in their reasoning behind the moves, which is ironic.
Very transparent. Okay.
The one thing they are trying desperately not to be is transparent. But we see you.
Yeah, I'm just scratching my head. I don't get it. Now, Spotlight PA, again, let's give them credit. They had a story last week. State College Police Department underreported the number of rapes in the area over a number of years. Allegedly, you know, there was a rule change or something, and somehow they didn't know about the rule change or didn't bother to go with the rule change. And so the numbers that were reported, according to the story, were significantly under the actual number that took place over a period of several years. Now, granted, we're going into Christmas break here, when things, you know, slow down and government offices close and all that sort of thing. There really hasn't, well, maybe I missed it. There really hasn't been a reaction to that story from last week. Now, the next borough council meeting, I looked this up, will not be until January 5th. And I just have to wonder if people are going to show up at that meeting to say, okay, what the heck is this? All right, you want to explain this, how this happened? Because this is a pretty serious allegation in this Spotlight PA story. And they've got the numbers. Apparently, they were investigating this for upwards of a year before they finally released their story last week. So in other words, they didn't, you know, slap this together and throw it out there. They did some real extensive digging. Again, you can spotlightpa.org, although that story, Center Daily Times had a version, statecollege.com had a version, I think Penn Live had a version. A lot of folks carried that story last week. Just want to see if people show up. Now, it's interesting, according, if I read this right, the next borough council meeting will be on January 5th at noon. Now, normally these meetings are in the evening, right? This one's at noon. All right, now, how many people will show up at noon? All right, in the middle of work day or something like that? I don't know. I just wonder, are people going to show up at that meeting essentially to say, what's going on here? I mean, if there are protests for other various things, if you follow news, you know what I'm talking about. Shouldn't there be some kind? I'm not saying there should be a protest. I will be curious to see what happens at that meeting. Because, I mean, this is a rather serious story. And if people are just, are they going to just shrug it off like, okay. Meanwhile, some other things are worthy of protests. So, you know, kind of mark that date, January 5, and let's see what happens at that borough council meeting that day at 12 noon. I saw noon. I thought, seriously, noon? Because those are always in the evening. Nope, says 12 noon. Like, okay. Recently, borough council approved their budget. Now, if you recall, this got some folks worked up. The first version of the budget had a 35% tax increase. Oh, bing, bing, bing. That's some serious dough right there. Well, people stood up and said, no, wait a minute. What the heck is this? And the final budget ended up with a tax increase of just 8.7%, not 35%. Now, according to one story here, 6 years in a row, the borough has an unbalanced budget. Folks, that's a problem. You're spending too much from what you're bringing in, hence the 35% tax increase. They wanted to get it back to, you know, even numbers or even up numbers and so on. Well, people didn't want that, so they're going for the almost 9% tax increase, which means things are still out of balance. Now, folks, Scott here, I'm a simple man, all right? I'm simple. So the 35% tax increase didn't fly. Okay. You need to balance your numbers. You're supposed to do that. So if you can only raise your revenue a certain amount, logically that means that spending here on the other side of the ledger should come down. But for some reason, spending never comes down. Now, if I'm wrong, we'll take a break in a moment. If I'm wrong, please call in and correct me. All right? We'll give you the floor. You can make your case. Otherwise, normally, if your numbers aren't balancing between revenue and expenses, this is basic business, folks. All right? You raise your revenue a little bit, but your expenses are still too high. What would you do? You would cut expenses, wouldn't you? But for some reason, the borough just won't cut expenses. Okay, I'm not a borough resident. I'm from Penns Valley. So you're none of your business. Okay, but in some respects, it's all of our business if things are out of whack. And clearly, things here for several years now have been out of whack. We need to, that was always one of Joe Paterno's favorite terms, out of whack. We always got a big chuckle when he would cut loose. Yeah, we're out of whack.
Yep.
Football team's out of whack.
Need okay. some more whack over here.
Yeah, we need some more whack.
Running low.
We need more whack. This doesn't add up on numerous fronts. And again, we're not trying to cause trouble here, but come on. This isn't working. Something's not right. All right, we're going to take a break. Something's not right. What will happen in the new year? I expect not a whole lot, or otherwise it would have happened by now. Okay. All right, we'll take our break here. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox on a Festivus. All right, I've aired some grievances, so to speak. What are yours? And we got plenty more as well. We'll come back with more of the show after this.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Fox Sports.
Bigger and better than ever, it's the 2026 Happy Valley Comic Convention, February 28th and March 1st at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with special guest Tricia Helfer, the gorgeous Cylon from Battlestar Galactica, and Tracy Coco from Star Trek, along with actors from Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z, and other Japanese series. Collectibles, discussions, artist costume contest, and much more. Get your tickets starting now at $8 at HappyValleyComicCon.com. Kids 10 and under free on Sunday. HappyValleyComicCon.com. Made possible by a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox State College.
It's Let's Talk here on a Tuesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. Again, the phones are open and available for your use. 814-954-7266 gets you into the big show this morning. 814-954-7266.
All right, now somebody out there is angry at me because of what we just talked about there before the break. State College got some issues. And not trying to pile on or dump on. It's just there are some issues here that need to be addressed.
How dare you?
What's come on? Overspending? Again, this is State College Borough. Overspending? The whole thing with the police and the Spotlight PA report, that's pretty serious stuff. And so far, from my just observation, a lot of folks, that's the reaction. It shouldn't be. We'll see if Spotlight PA or some other reporters out there, you know, do some more, I don't know, digging. And again, not to be troublemakers, none of that stuff. It's just, okay, there's some serious allegations here. On the one side, and the other side, it's like your numbers aren't adding up, dollar figures and so on. This is not, you can't continue to do this. All right? Any business person would tell you that. Small business, big business, whatever business. If the numbers aren't adding up, you've got a real problem. All right? They didn't have a 35% tax increase this year. Okay, great. It's only like 9%. Well, guess what? Next year when it's budget time, this is all going to come up again. Unless somebody with the borough hits the lottery tomorrow night and decides to donate all the money, which I doubt, either the winning part or the donating part. All right? I doubt that's going to happen. How about some good news?
All right. I love good news.
All right. State College Borough downtown parking this week and next week through January 4th. All transient parking sessions at metered and garage locations are free. Free parking this week and next week. What do you think?
Well, free this week, but then they're doubling it next week.
Yeah. Doubling free?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Twice zero is zero. Okay, yeah, good. All right. That's nice. You're smart.
Good deal.
Nobel Prize for you. Okay. Funny you should mention that.
Yeah.
Did you see this yesterday?
I don't know. I don't know what this is.
All right. Well, get ready.
All right. I'm ready.
Now, you know, on television, on all channels, news channels, talking about news stuff, you know, immigration is a hot issue right now. ICE, protests against ICE. Illegal immigrants who are criminals, I mean actual criminals, like bad guys, you know, what should we do with these people? Or we're deporting them. They've reported some numbers recently, which actually I thought, really? Wow, I'm surprised. Okay. So, for instance, this is the claim. Now, this is from Homeland Security, the Department of Homeland Security.
Okay.
They claim that over 2.5 million illegal immigrants have left the United States this year, this calendar year. Okay? 2.5 million. I'm thinking, wow. Okay? Now, what you see on television, again, ICE, those folks, they're trying to find and round up criminals, like actual criminals, bad guys, thieves, rapists, gang members, those type folks, bad guys. And again, I don't understand how some people are arguing against this. I mean, really? Okay. Round numbers. So ICE has deported about 600,000 people this calendar year. All right. In other words, they grab them, they catch them, they put them on planes or boats or whatever, and they get them out of here. 600,000. Now, the other 1.9 million, according to DHS, have this fancy term, self-deported. All right. Now, if you follow news coverage, you know what this is. You've seen probably TV commercials featuring Kristi Noem, who is the Secretary of Homeland Security. She comes on and talks about, okay, if you self-deport, all right, if you don't self-deport, we will catch you and we will deport you and you will not come back. If you self-deport, then you have the chance to re-enroll legally.
Yeah.
In other words, follow the rules this time and get in. Now, keep in mind, that's a limited number of people that do the legal. There are limits, the legal numbers. They do it the way you're supposed to do it. But according to DHS, almost 2 million people have decided, okay, we're going to go back to where we came from. Now, they didn't do that out of the goodness of their heart.
No.
All right. They got $1,000 a person, tax dollars, $1,000 a person, a free flight to wherever. Okay. Apparently, DHS even has their own fleet of planes now, like big jetliners, simply for deporting people. What's the number here? Let's see. 1,700 deportation flights to 77 countries this year. Wow. They have their own fleet of planes. That's interesting. Now, the announcement comes out yesterday. Now, again, we want, you know, they want folks to self-deport. In other words, they don't want to have to track you down and catch you if you're an illegal immigrant. All right, you decide, okay, I'll sign up. Here's my $1,000. Here's my free flight. And if you're, you know, if you've got a family or something, I guess they all get $1,000 and they all get a free flight. That's on your dime, by the way. And so out they go. Well, the announcement just came now that the self-deportation incentive has been tripled to $3,000.
Hey, now.
Now, hold on. Hold on. This is only through the end of this year. Go grab a calendar. That would be about a week and a half.
Yeah, we're in the penultimate week of the year. That's what we're
yeah, okay. Right now. All right. So once again, now it's $3,000, and you get a free flight, and there's no fine because a legal immigrant broke the law to get into the country. All right, they did. Can't deny that. They did. So now it's up to $3,000. I caught this. I'm an ex-Twitter guy. I like ex-Twitter. Christy Nome has her own ex-Twitter feed, and I happened to stumble across this yesterday. I'm going to read. This is the exact line from her message yesterday. This Christmas season, the U.S. taxpayer is generously tripling the incentive for illegal aliens to leave voluntarily.
That is generous of us.
The U.S. taxpayer is generously tripling the incentive. Folks, that's us. Did you know we were doing that?
We're very generous.
We're extremely generous, okay? Now, this is through the end of the year. I have no idea what happens come January 1st, okay? Now, for those of you in business, we've all seen this, all right? And I get a chuckle out of it whenever I see this, when some business does this, okay? So we're especially, watch out. We're getting to the end of a calendar year. That's kind of important, you know, running your numbers and how you're looking so far with your business and stuff like that. You ever notice that you can almost always tell when businesses or a business does not hit a goal? All right, they have some sales goal they want to hit, and they didn't hit it. In other words, they came up short. And so what does a business usually do in a situation like that? Mr. Ironhead, you want to take a wild guess? What do you think they do? If they don't hit goal, but you still have some time, what do you do?
In the radio industry, at least, traditionally, we start drinking heavily.
He's not that far off.
We roll in the liquor cabinets.
Well, not what I was thinking.
Huh?
That's not what I was thinking.
No.
I'm not saying you're inaccurate.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just that.
Well, let's just say, you know, the experiences I've had in the industry. Huh.
You need to hit goal. You're a business. Okay, you need to hit goals. So what do? You extend your special. I always get a big kick out of the old line. You've seen this. By popular demand, we've decided to continue our special.
That's right.
Yes. By popular demand. Yeah, right. It means they didn't hit goal. So they're going to continue our special. Now we're going to add more. Come on, think about it.
See, at the stations I worked at, it was by popular demand, another round of tequila! And
we'll see, that worked for you.
Man, okay. I can't believe we didn't hit goal. Why didn't we hit goal? Another round of rum! Let's put our heads together and see if we can figure out why we're not hitting goal. Hey, somebody pass me the sangria!
There we go.
What's going on
here. Folks, those were good old days. Those were good old days. Holy man. But here we're now tripling the incentive, the payout for illegal immigrants to willfully get up and go. All right? That tells me they're off goal. They had goals for the end of the year, and they are not there. Uh-huh. Now, again, it's almost 2 million illegal immigrants have decided, all right, I'll take the money in the flight, and I'll go home. Okay, great. But apparently, their goal must have been more than 2 million. So what do? You sweeten the offer. Now it's $3,000 a person and a free flight and no fine. We'll put you on a plane and we'll wave and we'll say goodbye, thank you, have a good life.
So
all right, do it legally next time or something like that. So when I saw this story yesterday, that was my first thought. They haven't hit goal, and they need to hit goal. And Trump and whomever, they're watching this stuff. Again, Trump's a businessman. We've talked about this many times. Guy says everything he does as president is in the lens of business. And in business, if you don't hit goal, that's not a good thing. Oh, believe me, do we know. All right, that's not a good thing. So now they've tripled the incentive for these folks. And again, folks, that's your tax money being handed to people who are here illegally. Folks, I don't care how you feel about the illegal immigrant, issue. What I just said was true. These folks are not supposed to be here. They broke our laws to get in here. And then folks have been shuttling around like all over the place. I saw one story yesterday, and I didn't have a chance to dig into it further. All these missing children, illegal immigrant children that had just disappeared. Where'd they go? They disappeared into the country. Folks, they didn't just disappear into the country. Come on, common sense. It doesn't work that way. Somebody got them. Somebody grabbed them. Something. Allegedly, DHS has found 130,000 missing children. Now, first off, is that number accurate? Number two, okay, now what happens? Do you send them back to their home countries? Do we take care of these? These are kids we're talking about. Do we take care of these kids? What happens to these kids? Now, imagine if we didn't. If our authorities didn't go searching for these kids, there'd be 130,000 illegal immigrant, essentially invisible kids floating around the country. Can you imagine what was happening to them? Come on, think about it. Even those of you that are ardent illegal immigrant supporters, think about that for a moment. 130,000 of them. Holy smokes.
And how many more are out there? And that's
that's not all of them. All right, yeah. Airing of grievances. This story from last week: truck drivers. I mean, when I saw this story, I couldn't believe it. DHS has sidelined 9,500 truck drivers. We're talking big trucks.
Yeah,
Interstate 80, big trucks. 9,500 truck drivers have been pulled over, I guess hopefully permanently, simply because they can't speak English. They can't converse like, okay, A, where do these people come from? B, how on earth did they get a commercial driver's license? And C, how'd they get a truck? They can't even speak English because, I assume, they're all legal immigrants. 9,500 of them driving all over America in big trucks. How do, again, time and time and time, we have these stories and we're so, you and me, we're the regular folks, and we're saying, how did this happen? How on earth did this occur? Who allowed this to happen and thought apparently it was a good idea? Those are questions that reporters, local to national, should be asking over and over and over again. All right, you can hate Trump all you want. You can despise the man. I don't care. J.D. Vance is a whatever. How did all of this occur? It wasn't on them. It was the people that preceded them. How did this happen? There, I'm airing grievances here on Festivus. All right, it's just, this is nuts. And it seems like every day or every week we have a new revelation. All right, all the fraud in Minnesota, billions of our dollars going to what? Somalia? Why? All right. Some people in Minnesota are finally, I think, starting to stand up to say, no, wait a minute. What the heck is going on here? This is insane. Billions of dollars. These two guys who put up a couple of fake stores up in Massachusetts, and took people's food stamps, SNAP benefits, with just absolutely fake, shoddy shopping, and then they take the SNAP benefits and convert them into cash for themselves. I think the price tag was like $7 million. Two guys from Haiti put up this little shindig, and they finally got busted recently. Airing of grievances. This is nuts. We got to take a break. Come on, you need to talk. You need to say something, all right? Air grievances, for goodness sakes. All right? Folks, I'm not trying to be your Christmas downer, but holy mackerel. What the heck are we doing? We, the collective we. What are we doing? Got to stop this. All right, I'll take a break. Then you can take over.
All right.
Air your grievances besides a turning signal.
You got to go turning
big.
Signals.
You got to go bigger than turning
Use
signal,
them.
All right? You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Seriously, folks, what do you think about any of this? And if you want to call in to defend it, by all means, we'll give you the floor. You can make your case. All right? Be brave and be courageous and do it. I know somebody listening to my voice right now. Oh, yeah, the Scott's totally wrong. Fine. Call in. Make your case. We'll give you the chance. Hold that thought. Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox. The Fox Sports Weekend.
Is your Sunday home for the National Football League. All of the big teams.
Spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Big names.
Burrow throws over the middle into coverage, and it is caught. Unbelievable.
It's the NFL. Sundays
on Central PA Sports Authority.
The Fox Sports Weekend. Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox. Fox Sports.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home.
Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House.
A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania.
The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, and did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home.
Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House.
A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania.
The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, and did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. I've been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down my chimney tonight.
It's Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox, our streaming edition this Christmas week. Jeff and Scott with you, and we head right to the phones coming out of the break. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
I want to pick up on your grievance.
Which one?
The last one.
Okay.
So I remember this little fellow I voted for twice in the 90s, Ross Perot. And he talked about this phenomenon called the big sucking sound in NAFTA.
Yep.
And what you got to remember with that NAFTA, and I think that was it greatly expanded under George Bush Sr., but then it got continued to be expanded under Clinton and Jr., Bush Jr. So as I recall, back in the day, they permitted trucks in Canada and Mexico to set up warehousing, and then, you know, the freight would then get into American commerce on the borders, and on the U.S. border side. Then that got expanded throughout the entire states. Any state that had these borders, those states were eligible for the Mexican and Canadian truckers to drive throughout. And then in 2000 or somewhere around then, they created the whole country. These truckers from Mexico and Canada can drive throughout the whole country. So I don't know if that answers your question to who started this.
Do you think that was a good idea?
I don't think it was a good idea then. It may be a better idea now, because now you just get your Google glasses on and you can speak and listen to any language you want.
Okay, we're going to go high-tech, all right?
My wife's car is pretty doggone high-tech. She should probably not be driving anymore, but with all the radar she's got built into that car, she does a pretty good job.
Okay.
Yeah, she's not backing over curbs anymore.
Well, that's a win.
These guys are driving these massive trucks, and they can't speak English. So at some point they pull into a truck stop or they get pulled over, and it's like, you can't converse with me? That's just not acceptable.
Well, they probably just let them on through originally. But, yeah, like I say, if you go back to the 80s, they were allowed warehousing just across the border, and then they had all the freight was shifted. And then it went throughout those states on the border, and then it's throughout the country since, I guess, 2000. So, no, I would not begin this discussion by blaming one party or the other. I would just say, let's take a look at this.
Well,
how can we improve it? You know, it's not just guys not speaking. Or how well are these trucks and freight being inspected? You know, we talk about all these narcotics and whatnot. Well, as I understand it, all these fentanyl drugs come from sophisticated labs. Most of them originate in China. But they did an agreement with us, said, no more, we're not going to do it anymore. That country then, China, outsourced their fentanyl production to India. Now it comes in through India. So, I don't know, to be blowing up these boats with these guys 10 at a time and then totally ignoring the fact that these chemistries come in from first world countries, I don't know, it's just crazy.
It's crazy, Okay.
But, I think when you start talking trucking and commerce, you're talking some important stuff and logistics, and good luck. You see how the lobbyists stand up.
Yeah, good luck. Yeesh. All right, appreciate your call.
Yep. Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good luck. Yeah, these guys can't speak English. Yeah, trucks need to be checked out and so on every now and then. Come on, folks. We've all seen this. You're driving, especially maybe up and down 80, and you see tire treads by the side of the road. You ever seen those? All right. We all have. Some trucker, I don't know, one of his tire treads just came off because probably the tires were so worn, just off they came. And so at some point, that truck's got to pull in and get some service. Well, how do you do that if you can't even speak the language? English, our predominant language. This is just crazy stuff. It's again, for all of us, we should all be asking, how did this happen? Who allowed this to take place? This is no accident. Come on. Now, maybe it's an accident just compounded over many years because nobody bothered to do anything about it until now. Folks, airing of grievances, all right? You have any grievances you want to air? Happy Festivus. Come on, you must have something.
I'm just preparing for the feats of strength at this point.
What are you going to do for the feats of strength?
Well, wrestle, of course.
Oh, just wrestling?
That's what you do for the feats of strength.
So you have an opponent?
It's family.
I was going to say, it's not me. So are you going to wrestle the Mad Turtle?
I'm going to wrestle the Mad Turtle, wrestle my wife. Let's get it on.
Wrestle your wife.
It is the traditional feats of strength this Festivus, yes. Okay. But that'll be after a good hearty meal.
All right, I'm jogging my brain. There's the poll, okay? Yep. There's the airing
aluminum poll.
There's the airing of grievances.
Yes.
There's the feats of strength.
That is correct.
Is there something else? Is there a fourth thing? Am I missing something? Do a web search there. I thought there was one more thing that you have to do to properly honor Festivus.
Oh, let me
see what you can find out there, all right? All right, folks, still have some time. 814-954-7266 on this Festivus.
Well, I mean, we need to witness a Festivus miracle, of course.
Ah, is that what it is?
Yeah.
All right, so what would a Festivus miracle be today? What would that be? Our FM getting back on the air?
You know, that would count. We will take that
for
and
us. I
run
think
with it.
Allegedly, somebody was working on it last night, and still not on. So, yeah, if they can get that somehow done today, that would be our Festivus miracle.
That's right.
There we go. All right, we'll have to take pictures and everything. There we go. Anyway, 814-954-7266. We'll mention very quickly, the big guy and I will not be here Thursday and Friday no matter what, because we're taking a holiday break. And depending if the Festivus miracle shows up or not, we might extend the holiday break.
You never know.
What do you think?
Right. Yeah, never know.
You want to go for a try on that one?
Yeah, that's possible.
Anyway. All right. Let's take a break right here. All right. And then we'll come back and we'll air a few more. Oh, I've got some here. Are you kidding me? Politics. We always have grievances. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Don't go anywhere. We'll come right back.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7,
The Fox.
Bigger and better than ever, it's the 2026 Happy Valley Comic Convention, February 28th and March 1st at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with special guest Tricia Helfer, the gorgeous Cylon from Battlestar Galactica, and Tracy Coco from Star Trek, along with actors from Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z, and other Japanese series. Collectibles, discussions, artist costume contest, and much more. Get your tickets starting now at $8 at HappyValleyComicCon.com. Kids 10 and under free on Sunday. HappyValleyComicCon.com. Made possible by a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Get up and get going with the Happy Valleys, 98.7 The Fox.
It's Let's Talk here on a Tuesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you, and some open phone time here for the final segment of today's big show. 814-954-7266.
All right, you have any more grievances you would like to air before you do the feats of strength?
Ah, I'm ready for the feats of strength.
Feats of strength.
No, not too many grievances to, let's not get mired down in the grievance. Just use your turn signals out there, knuckleheads.
At the appropriate time.
Yes. Do you know, on the positive side, let's end with some positive stuff here on this morning. I like, even when I get something I don't like, I like the assorted chocolates and I like the assorted cookies.
Oh, yeah.
Now, every now and then you bite into one and it's like, rats. But it's the excitement of, what could this be? And then you bite in and more often than not, you're like, oh, all right.
Cool. Forrest Gump.
Now you get, a caramel and a nut in there and it's like, winner, winner! And you get nothing but coconut cream, and it's like, that was disappointing.
No.
But I also like the assorted cookies, and I like sampling. We did a little sampling. Now, of course, nothing beats the rum ball when we, we get rolling here.
Here we go.
On, this Christmas and Festivus season. But today is actually National Pfeffernusse Day.
Excuse me?
Gazoonite. Today is National Pfeffernusse Day.
What's a Pfeffernusse?
Pfeffernusse is the German spice cookie. Oh. If you've not had these, they actually are delicious. They're the fluffy cookies. They're made with, the original. There's all kinds of varieties now. But the real Pfeffernusse. It's a fluffy cookie. It has the nuts that are like ground down into it and the spices. And then the cookie is covered in powdered sugar.
Ooh.
Now, you cover anything in powdered sugar, you got yourself
You're
a
there.
Winner.
All right.
This is a good step in your culinary delights. Now, this is National Pfeffernusse Day. The exact origin of the cookie, in case you're wondering, is unknown.
German.
However, the Dutch believe that Pfeffernusse, or the Dutch call it Pepernoten, linked to the Feast of Sinterklaas, which is celebrated on December 5th in the Netherlands, December 6th in Germany and Belgium, and that is the holiday where the kiddos, children, receive gifts from one Saint Nicholas. Partially the inspiration, of course, for one Santa Claus.
Okay.
Now, over the years, many bakers have created their own Pfeffernusse recipes. Traditional methods include various nuts like almonds and walnuts. Some modern recipes, what are you doing? Exclude the nuts altogether. I mean, unless you have a nut allergy, what are you doing?
No.
Like, more nuts in cookies, not fewer.
Yeah.
Along with the black pepper, which, again, in this, the Pfeffernusse, you need the nuts and the black pepper. But there are recipes that don't have either. But they do retain the cinnamon, the cloves, the nutmeg, the allspice as flavoring. Bakers also use molasses and honey to sweeten the cookie.
Ooh.
That is a good job, bakers. Yeah. So break out your favorite Pfeffernusse recipe, and today would be a good day to bake those Pfeffernusse cookies.
What if I just want to go buy them?
That is a good holiday tradition.
That
would be a good...
we only got 3 minutes left. Does anybody know where you can buy those?
Yes.
Somebody around here must be
doing
this.
Let's share, shall we?
Pfeffernusse.
Now, we may get into this a little more tomorrow. I did stumble across a story. I think this was a Gallup... Gallup poll and story on the Christmas traditions that Americans celebrate and partake in, and probably not surprising to many, the secular traditions are growing, the sacred traditions are shrinking in American households overall. One of the more interesting statistics, and again, we'll delve into this a little more tomorrow morning, but even 10 years ago, well, 15 years ago, I guess it would be now, a significant majority of Americans went to church at some point over the Christmas holiday. We are now under 50% of Americans that attend any kind of church service over the holiday period here. I think it was 47%. I'm having trouble finding the exact number that I was looking for in the story. Again, we'll delve into this more tomorrow, but I think it's 47%, which in 2010, it was 64%.
Ooh.
Of Americans said they did attend a religious service either on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. Now, again, 47% say they still do that. About 54% of Americans say they display some sort of nativity scene either in their house or around their house or have other religiously themed decorations as part of their setup, but that is down from 68% in 2010. So, and then some of the other things. The gift exchange is by far the most common shared tradition at Christmas, and apparently we pretty much all do that. 97% of Americans said they exchanged gifts in 2010. 96% still say they do that.
There you go.
Here in 2025. Some interesting other numbers that that again we'll delve into a little bit tomorrow. We also are expecting Joe Bastardi, WeatherBell.com, to join us now tomorrow. We'll get the Christmas Eve forecast for the for Christmas Day and for the weekend, and yeah, maybe peek ahead here to what January is looking like with Mr. Bastardi. Again, maybe use a little caution here this morning. Roads, at least here in the State College area, seem to be pretty much okay. But take a little time. Have a great day. Enjoy the shopping. We'll talk to you.
Sports Radio 98.